Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi guys, this Millions, it's an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. So for today, this topic would be how to get your own place, basically. Like for example, if you're a yuppie or someone who's about to get married, what should you look for? How should you get a place? Or where should you put your place of residence would be? So joining us today are people from Swoop, basically. They're the ones manage basically real estate, app development. I think Neva, Jess, and Via would be the better ones to discuss about what the app stands for.
Yeah, so hi everyone. This is Neva. I am the founder and CEO of Swoop PH. So it's a real estate mobile app.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how about Jess? What does Jess do as well?
Hi everyone. I am Jez. I am one of the co-founders of Swoop. Yes.
Nice.
And I'm a licensed real estate broker.
Wow. How about Via?
Okay. Hi guys, I'm Via. I'm one of the advocates from Swoop.
Alright, so we also have here Daniel as usual.
Yeah,
hi guys. So basically Daniel's the one representing the yuppies about to graduate and maybe looking for a place. So yeah, let's say Daniel's our subject for today. Like for example, you're about to graduate, Daniel, right? So do you consider to move out from your parents' place after graduation?
Probably just in the neighborhood.
Just in the neighborhood? Yeah. I see. So maybe you want to ask questions from Swoop as well in terms of where you should go or what should you do in terms of after graduating. Once you get your first paycheck, what should you do? Would you get your own place or rent first, or what's the process?
Yeah, I think one of the first questions would be which one's easier to apply for? Is it easier to rent out or is it easier to get your own place?
Is it easier to find something to rent rather than find something to buy?
Yeah.
That's your question. So those are different considerations.
Oh.
So for example, what were you thinking of off the top of your head?
Buying a condo or a house?
Is it for your future family?
Like, no.
Oh, okay.
Just for
investment?
Just for myself.
Oh, you want to live there?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so considerations like, do you like the neighborhood? What neighborhood do you like most? Would you like to walk to work? You know, that's why right now it's really a rental economy, because usually when they graduate, they live, for example, graduated in from Ateneo, where I'm from, right?
Wow.
So they live in Quezon City, let's say, but they're working in BGC. So usually they would rather look for a place in BGC to rent, so they could just walk to work, save on the transport costs in the long run, and then in the weekends, go home, have their laundry done at home, and visit the family. So that's one consideration.
But then again, just to add up, like for example, since I'm representing, like for example, the business side or the other type of buyer, which is media, the businessman, trying to settle down. If I were to go to rent, because I find it like, for example, I'm wasting money if I'm just renting compared to just buying the unit itself, right?
Yeah.
So what's your opinion about buying versus renting? It's because it's for me, it's lost expense or lost opportunity for me,
yeah,
right?
I think a good way to go around this is like, each of your opinions regarding buying versus renting.
That's a good idea.
And then what you would guys suggest to yuppies or people who are going to settle?
Yeah, especially our listeners who are millennials. They're just about to start up as well.
That's a good idea. Because before you make that decision, you have to think what you want on the short term and what you want in the long term. Because if you're going to, usually there's a lot of rentals right now because they want to be closer to work or be closer to where the action is. But they don't want to buy there because eventually they want to buy in a neighborhood that they would like to grow their kids or would like to settle in a more peaceful place. Or where standard of living is not so high, so you can actually afford it. So that's also a consideration. In the meantime, you're renting, especially if you're just starting with your career, and then you take your time considering in the future where you're going to buy where you're gonna settle, yeah, or where you're going to buy to invest.
Yeah.
So you have more knowledge about other places. So that's my take on it. Mm. So
I mean, I definitely agree with everything that Eva said. There are so many more factors involved when you're choosing to buy a home.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to think about, there are a lot more things that you have to think about, and there are a lot more requirements, yeah, as well.
Exactly.
Like you have to find financing when you buy, right, a house, and also have to apply either, you know, in-house from the developer. That's the one thing you have to consider. If you want to buy a new house or a, you know,
yeah,
a resale, and then you have to find the financing for each one, which is another process. Mm-hmm. But rental, there's a lot more options at the moment on the market for rental. And also, you know, the requirements are not as stringent.
Yeah.
But if you're a millennial, like, you know, if you have the cash to go and buy,
yeah,
and invest, and you find a good deal, I mean, yeah, that's for anybody. If you find a good deal, and you have the money for it, go for it. Yeah.
So personally, would you buy or would you rent a property? Personally,
it depends
on the need,
it depends, right, where, I mean, if, what my requirements are. I mean, if I'm a millennial and I want to be you know, for example, like Neva was saying, if you're living QC with your family, yeah, tapos ang work mo na sa BGC,
how about personally, Jess, like, for example, when you were starting out, did you rent a unit when you were started working? What was your personal experience?
I rented first. I definitely wanted to see the neighborhood muna.
Where did you rent? Where was this?
My work was in BGC.
And you were staying in?
I was staying in Burgos. I was staying in QC.
You were staying QC?
Yes, with my family. Uh-huh. And then the commute was definitely, the drive was, yeah, you know, it's horrible. So
train to Busan type.
Yeah, basically. So
train to Makati to, yeah.
Grabe yun. So I decided to rent na lang across the street from where I work.
Was it more expensive to rent out or just to do the daily commute, daily grind, like train to Ayala?
It was definitely more expensive.
Oh, really? Wow.
To live in, you know, in near work.
Very convenient.
It's very convenient in the time for me. I mean,
yeah,
I just, from 2 hours, it became 2 minutes.
Mm, nice.
So, it, you know, that, wow, that saved me so much more time, and I value that,
yeah,
versus, you know, so. It was a premium that I was willing to pay.
It reminds me of what, yeah,
when I first entered college, because we moved in Enderan, right? I studied there. But we live in Venezuela. So it's, wow, far. So it's, wow, far, right? So back and forth, it was like 2 to 3 hours. Back and forth.
That's just
one direction. And so I have to drive back again. It's like another two or three hours. And so we decided, my siblings and I, like, oh, we should find a unit somewhere nearby. So yeah, we rented out the unit. Fortunately, it only lasted like a week. So we only have to endure the traveling
for
a week, and then we got a place to live in.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear Via's perspective, because Via's family owns properties, and her husband is in real estate also. And
big,
you know,
time.
Obviously,
wow,
obviously they have a kid. So since she has a family, we'd like to also. She's very young. Like Via, you're 20. You're 26,
wow,
years old, right? So, you know, young person with a family. That's also an interesting thing.
Right.
So, would you rent or would you sell? I mean, would you rent or would you buy?
Actually, right now, I'm looking at it financially. We're gonna go towards renting because it's really expensive when you buy, especially when you have a kid, like tuition fee and everything. So
patong-patong.
And we also look at location.
Yeah.
So right now, because it's the commute's really hard.
Where do you live right now?
BGC.
BGC. Okay.
Yeah. It was near our
office.
Yeah,
office.
Yeah. So walking distance. So it would save me time as well, like,
yeah,
5 to 10 minutes walk.
Okay.
So, we prefer location as well and price.
Mm,
so, yeah.
So, originally, where do you live?
In Alabang.
Alabang?
Yeah.
ATC.
Near there. For South.
It's traffic, right?
Yeah, and tall.
Oh, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But then again, just to spice things up, because we've been talking about buying and renting. Like, for example, you know, you go past through Greenbelt, you go past through the Skyway, and they say, oh, if you're going to buy a unit, or buy now because it's only 8,000 low down payments, would you go to the low down payments and do the pre-selling? Would you recommend that to our millennials? Start investing in property and go for the low down, 8,000 a month and all that.
Pre-selling? For personally, pre-selling is not such a good idea if I'm going to invest my money.
How come? Why?
Because your money sleeps for 3-4 years.
Okay.
And then you're not guaranteed a return on investment.
But then again, how come these brokers or other agents are saying, "Oh, sir, this is a good investment, buy now at 8,000, no down payment."
It's only a good investment if you're gonna either live in it or if you're really savvy in, like, you're going to rent it out. You're savvy in that. But even there's no guarantee. Like, there's no guarantee they're not tied to finishing the project.
Uh-huh.
If an act of God happens, you know, they're not really obligated to give you your money back.
Oh.
Or let's say, knock on wood, like whatever happens in the surroundings, like mm-hmm. civil war or something.
Yeah.
There's really no guarantee what happens in the next 3-4 years. And there's no additional yield. Your money basically sleeps. So that's why, personally, I can see the attraction for pre-selling if you just want your own place someday. And this is a good way to finance it and to buy your own place.
Never buy pre-sell if you're investing.
Basically. Yeah, if you're going to invest, there are other ways to grow your money. You can just go mutual funds, invest in leverage or an RFO.
Just to be clear, pre-selling and rent-to-own, are they different?
They're different because rent-to-own, the place already exists. So you can actually get passive income already.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
or you can live in it already. So you're getting value from it already.
So if someone's looking between the two, which one you would recommend?
Rent-to-own is really ideal, especially if you like that neighborhood and you see fast turnover of rental, like, you know, for investment. Or if you really like to live in that neighborhood, rent-to-own is a really good option.
But then again, if for investment, as a investment standpoint, why not get a foreclosure property? A foreclosure property.
Jez, go ahead.
Foreclosure is also a great idea.
Yeah.
But currently, the market as it is right now, a lot of the foreclosures that are out there right now, they're already in market price.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's not, you won't, the yields aren't really as high as they were before mga foreclosure properties. I mean, they're really like, you know, you're selling for, you know, a lot cheaper. But yeah. Man, the
sort of difference.
If that's the case, because they say in terms of the banking sector, the financing sector, the more people, the lower the pre-selling price or the lower the pre-selling like monthly price, basically, it means that the units are not moving. That's why you're lowering down the pre-sell price. No, like for example, instead of 8,000, again 6,000 lang per month, diba? Iba, like 4,000 si Mikiaro, parang 3,000 naman talaga yan sa Mikiaro. Oh, it always reminds me kasi may kirapatan ka naman kabahay. So, it's very nice.
Yeah,
may kirapatan ka naman kabahay.
It's a nice line.
It's a really good line, man. It's good. So, that's one in Cavite. So, but if we could see all the pre-selling price now are falling. So, basically, they're saying that there's a bubble right now in the industry. And soon enough, they're saying that, what do you call this? Just buy it lang when the market's really low. Any thoughts? Any thoughts?
Yeah, is there
there's a let's say there's a glut in the mid-range condo market, but in the high end and in the low end, it sells like hotcakes. So and there's no bubble because we basically deal in cash. We hardly ever deal with credit in the Philippines. A lot of the sale that takes place is usually mostly cash. If you look at check the stats from last year. So it's hard to have a bubble when it's very liquid. There's an increase in inventory, like there's an excess inventory, but that hardly constitutes a bubble.
Yeah.
It's very, very, the real estate industry is very robust and will be robust, I guess, for the next.
I'm really curious, where do you get those stats, by the way? If, for example, I want to see those stats, where can I get those?
So there are reports from Colliers.
Yeah.
JLL, different KMC, Savills.
Yeah,
so you can get accessible in their website. So they gather data from their own transactions, and basically their own transactions because they transact high volume for both residential and commercial. So eventually Swoop wants to do that.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, we can do that as well. we'll wait for that. So Via, knowing that you go around, like for example, meet clients, meet potential renters or families, like what do you see usually in the market? Do you see people going to you for families or more of millennials or?
Actually, they're all different. There are families, there are individuals, yeah. Bachelor. Yeah. So it's really different. So it sometimes it depends on the location.
Nothing common among those.
No,
nothing like that.
As of now, our data, there's no specific, no common age.
It's spread. Yeah. Spread out. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for gender, it's more on the female.
More the female?
So yes.
I would say that female are more independent than guys.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow. Maybe I guess it's true because I'm still living with my parents.
Yeah, the city is mostly Manila, Taguig, and Makati. Mm,
oh, wow. Yeah, yun tatlo lang naman usually. How about Quezon City? Not as much. It's not as hot.
Yeah. So the million peso question here is that if I'm going to rent, where's the cheapest place that I could rent?
Metro Manila.
Metro Manila area. Metro Manila area. We're not talking about the province, guys.
the cheapest property you can rent?
Yeah, yeah.
What square meter?
Let's not talk about bed space, guys.
Studio unit.
Like for example, I want to get a studio unit, a decent one, like
Class
B and Class C. Yeah.
Decent neighborhood, or?
Yeah, best value.
No, because there's like really nice ones, but the neighborhood is not nice. You get mugged.
Let's put it this way. If you had the money, a certain amount of money, in a certain value, where would you place that money or where would you rent?
So,
if you had money, best value.
Baka kailangan natin bigyan ng
where you would rent or where would you buy?
Where would you buy? Because I live in BGC now. So I like the neighborhood.
BGC.
Yeah.
Represent. But there's upcoming coming like Arcs out, Circuit Makati. Would you go to those places? If you had the money, would you?
No.
BGC.
So Arcs South, because the prices in Arcs South are almost the same, if not more expensive than BGC. You know, the BGC and Makati.
Wow.
Looking at how they're selling already.
Wow.
Where I find more upside actually is around the Capitolio Pioneer Pass area. Good value. I
really?
Think that
Portico is expensive.
What's that?
Portico.
Portico is a little pricey. That's Alveo kasi. Pero you can find yung mga DMCI.
Even the one in Estancia is very expensive. 30 million unit.
That's premium. But if you go a little bit, a couple of streets down, I think Pioneer and Capitolio have a lot of potential.
Yeah, the one near Robinson Pioneer, right?
Yes. They're also building a new bridge across the Pasig that'll connect BGC
directly
to the Capitolio neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
So, talagang, there's going to be a lot more activity there in the next couple of years.
Ah, great.
And more value.
Great.
See? You got a tip right here.
Nice. So, guys, if you want to buy a property, maybe you could check out Swoop.
Swoop PH. Full circle real estate app. You can talk to people like Via and Jez, chat with them or email them, get advice, or if you have problems with titling, and not just looking for a property to buy and rent, but anything concerning real estate.
Nice.
You'll find it in Swoop. SWOOP. As in Swoop, there it is.
There.
So www.swooploop.com.
Oh, great. So I guess that's all the time that we have for this episode. So again, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
All right, take care now.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.